morning, everyone. Can you hear me okay?
Okay, good. So, first of all, I'd like to say thank you to all of you, because I find that writing these exhortations is often a therapeutic exercise for me. It helps me with self-discovery, which makes it a worthwhile exercise for me, even if nobody else was to get any value from it. Although I must hasten to add, I hope that you do gain something from it, because perhaps if it's something that will help me, it may well help you. So thank you for being a captive audience for my self-therapy, as it saves me from having to find another time to do it. Now, today what I'd like to talk about is similar to most of the thoughts that I have, in that it's quite short, because I am lacking the processing power to be overly complicated. So please listen carefully, as you won't be held captive for very long. I was recently hit like a ton of bricks with a realization that I had stagnated. I had stopped moving forward. I wasn't making progress and was barely even going through the motions. In fact, I was nowhere near going through the motions. I was slipping backwards. Without a focus, my eyes had gone off the ball and I was off the boil. I am, of course, talking about my selfish endeavour of running. At the minute, my next booked event is in June of 2025, which is frankly too far away for me to conceptualise that what I'm doing now would make a real and meaningful difference to that. The goal seems so far away that my appetite for it isn't there yet. I can't be bothered. I thought back to the last time when I was enjoying training, enjoying running, and crucially felt like I was making progress with it. And I realised that the main difference between now and when I was approaching this endeavour well was that I had formed the habit of asking myself every day what I was going to do that day to move towards my goal. Or if I was particularly busy in the morning and forgot, I would ask myself in the evening what I had done that day to move towards my goal. And crucially, perhaps most crucially, every day I would action that thought, whatever it was. If I got to the end of the day and I realised when I asked myself this question that I had done nothing, I would do something about it. Dependent on time, of course, that may have been something relatively small if it was very late at night, but I always made sure to do something. And frankly, what happened is quite unbelievable. By actioning the answer to that question every day, by constantly and slowly ticking things off the list, big and small, I got better. It's unbelievable, isn't it? After, you know, small action after small action added up towards me moving towards my goal, towards what I was aiming for. Surely this is the groundbreaking edge of human success and achievement research. Well, perhaps not. But it does seem simple, doesn't it, when we put it like this? Have a goal, move towards it, one action at a time. Eventually, you get there. It is simple, really. Not always easy, but it is simple. And that's all good and well. But I was sort of in the midst of realizing this frankly trivial nonsense when I was hit by a deeper realization that I was also slipping back from what actually matters, what the main subject of my focus should be, moving towards God and His kingdom. So I reframed my question and asked myself, what have I done today to move closer to God's kingdom? And the day that I thought of this and asked myself this question, I had no good answer. And more worryingly, I realized that if I asked myself that question at about the rest of the days in that week, I still had no good answer until I got back to the previous Sunday. Now, having realised this, I knew something needed to be done. So I am now endeavouring to ask myself every day, what have I done to move towards God? But this isn't new advice, or the first time someone has had this thought. Our Bibles are overflowing with references to the idea that a daily focus on God keeps him and keeps moving towards his kingdom at the forefront of our minds. To aid me in my point here, I'm going to be, for want of a better phrase, rattling off a fair few references that I believe illustrate my point. Please don't turn them up, but listen to them carefully. And if anyone would like them, I could, of course, send them over afterwards. Colossians 3, verse 2, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. In Chronicles, look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Matthew, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Isaiah 40. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. It seems then, to focus on the Lord is a recurring theme in the Bible. And that is the case for a reason. And surely, there is no better example of this than the man we're here to remember today, our Lord and our Saviour, Jesus Christ, the man who always focused on God and was so perfect at keeping his eyes upon God and moving towards the goal of his kingdom with his eyes on God that he was never distracted by the temptations of the world as we are. And he never sinned. Unfortunately, brethren and sisters, we don't have that ability like Jesus. Well, I certainly don't. But maybe today, and this week, and this year, and every day and moving forward until the Lord returns, we can ask ourselves at least once a day, what have we done to move towards God's kingdom? What have we done to further our understanding of God's will? What have we done to act like Jesus? And if, when we ask ourselves this question, we realise that we haven't really taken any good positive steps, we can do something. We can do something, whether it's small, or whether it's still time to do something that's quite big and that you could really do with getting out and starting. What that will mean to each of us as individuals will be very different. And even on an individual level will change very much day to day. But if we are moving in the right direction by the grace of God and the saving sacrifice of Jesus that we come here to remember, we can pray that we may be saved. So let's try to follow the example of Jesus with a focus on the Lord and try to show every day that we are thinking of him. Just as we can read about his love for us every day in the scripture that he's given to us, and as we think especially now of the love shown to us in the sacrifice that we remember now, the love that God has for us, to ask his Son to lay down his perfect life for us as our sacrificial lamb, and also the love that Jesus had for us to lay down his life for us, his friends. By doing these small actions and moving towards God, we should stay close to the straight and narrow way to his kingdom. Just as Jesus did. For we know he was tempted, and we are. But because his focus was in the right place, not on temptation, he was able to overcome it. To lead us into the bread and wine, the reason that we are here today, I want to finish with a reading from Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hospitality against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. So let's remember to ask ourselves the question of what we've done today to move towards God, so that we can not grow weary